Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice. We want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the show. And Sarita, I thank you for sticking around.
You are most certainly welcome.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, Sarita, you are a wellness consultant as well.
Correct.
And many times when we talk about wellness, a lot of people spend a lot of time pouring their energy into their families, their jobs. Their significant other, and many times they neglect to pour back into themselves.
Correct.
Why is it important to have the wellness idea in your life?
Well, wellness, and I really feel like self-care go hand in hand. And the thing is that if you don't take care of yourself, how are you able to go ahead and help and take care of others?
But most of the time I say most people help others because they didn't have the help for them.
But at the same time, you still got to establish that boundary. That's the thing with it, where, you know, you can't be everything to everyone. And then when something happens to you, who's going to take care of you?
And a lot of people who have helped a lot of people, something happens to them, they can't get that help.
Correct. Because they haven't really. And the thing is, too, it also goes twofold, where it's like, you know, people oftentimes will treat you how they see you treating yourself. And so, therefore, you have to be able to go ahead and establish those boundaries, because you're talking to a people pleaser. OK, I used to be able to try to do everything for everyone, running myself ragged. And then once I had this accident, everything happened. That's why I say that's like I'm speaking from experience, because I noticed how people started to fall off because I was not beneficial to them anymore. And so now that I'm not beneficial, I'm like, OK, well, let me go ahead and be beneficial to myself. Let me go ahead and work on things that people can't take away from me. You know, people can't take away my character. They can't, you know, they can't talk about or take away my heart. You know, I'm heart centered. I, you know, operate out of love. You know, I tap into myself spiritually, you know, I tap into my own, you know, intuition and things of that nature as well, too. But first,
do you do the crystals?
Look.
Oh, we got a crystal in our hand right now. Hey, I'm just saying.
And this is a heart chakra one, because like I said, I operate from love. I operate from my heart. And so to be able to go ahead and have something like that. But I mean, that's also another separate tool,
right,
you know, once again, as well, too. But to be able to go ahead and say, hey, you know what? I'm noticing some things. One of the first things I say to people is to sit down with yourself for 5 minutes, which sometimes can freak people out because they're not used to even just sitting still and being with themselves, because they're constantly running, constantly doing things.
Or they don't even think about themselves.
Correct. And so I say to them, I say, okay, this is your first assignment, which is really to sit down with yourself for at least 5 minutes and ask yourself, what do you need right now? And it might be just as simple as I need to go lay down.
Or
I need a hug. I need some water. My body, you know, you might be able to finally pay attention to what your body's trying to tell you.
I need some money.
All those different things. But then also, too, it's like, okay, well, do you really need money? What's the deeper meaning of what's going on?
Career-wise.
You could be there. You might be feeling unfulfilled, which means now you need to go ahead and start looking at what are the things that you're good at. Be able to sit down and make a list of those things, because you can monetize so many different things nowadays, but if you don't look into it, you feel like you're still caught in that same situation of working a job. And I'm not, and there's nothing wrong with working a 9-to-5. So let me get that out the way before everybody tried to jump down my throat. But what I'm saying is, if the 9-to-5 that you're working is not for you, then you need to go ahead and find something else, whether it's another 9-to-5 or whether it's you just, you know, deciding
on your talents.
Correct. Because that's one of the things, like with what I'm doing, because I lost my job during my journey. I didn't have insurance. I didn't have all these different things because of what was going on with me. And so
the person that hit you didn't have car insurance?
No. So here's the thing with that. She was in a brand
That's horrible.
She was in a brand new BMW that she drove off the lot and called and canceled the insurance right afterwards. Because, you know, state of Wisconsin, you have to have insurance when you
drive it off the lot.
But then once you get off the lot, that's on you. So when she did that, because like I said, it's a brand new BMW that hit me, everything fell onto my insurance. And my insurance ended up dropping me because, of course, I went against it. You know, I went with my attorney and I said, hey, we need to go after this lady. And they're like, well, she doesn't have insurance. You can just only get your deductible back. So all I got was my $500 deductible.
Wow.
I got the lump sum from my insurance company. And they said, oh, by the way, you need to find some new insurance now.
1-800-GENERAL.
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying.
So it's crazy, you know, just how you unfortunately get treated when these different things happen. And so, like, I mean, I even went to bat with Social Security a few times. They denied me, you know, multiple times because this is when I was still, you know, full-fledged, you know, being bedridden and things like that, too, where I wasn't able to get it. So then I decided when I started my journey, like I said, you know, working through those different pieces that I mentioned earlier, which there's still some more, which, of course, everyone can go to my website, too, to look at, you know, further information, you know, regarding my journey.
Right.
But then, you know, from there, I was able to go ahead and look at this situation and say, OK, what can I do with this information I've just obtained because of my because of my journey? How can I help other people? Because I recognized when I was going to these different doctors and specialists, the people in the waiting room look like me or you, but the people we're going to see don't look like me or you.
Mm.
And that's a problem because there's a lot of women. There's also a lot of men that are also dealing with pain as well, too.
And on the chat, I want to bring up Barry. He's in the chat. He says, men go through the same thing as far as pain.
Mm-hmm.
I went through it with my doctor. They hook you on pain medication as say you don't look like the pain you're in.
Yep.
I said, what does that pain look like? LOL. I mean, it's the same thing they told you.
Same exact thing I said.
You don't look like the pain you're in.
Or it's in your head. I had another doctor, and I'll get the other two scenarios. I had two because I had three physicians that I had to fire. The second one said to me, it was in my head. There's no way that I can be in as much pain as I was saying, because if I was in that much pain, I'd be admitted to the hospital. And I asked him, I said, well, what are you going to do different with me being admitted in the hospital versus me being, you know, here with you? And he couldn't answer. He just went ahead and said that that's what I think it is. And I said, well, then you can't help me because you're not believing me on the fact of how I'm feeling at this time. Then I had another doctor. Now, this is the funniest one. I say funny because I'm being very sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
But he said to me, because my middle child, I had natural childbirth and was up walking around within 10 to 15 minutes, which I don't recommend, by the way. That's just not, you shouldn't do that.
Right.
But I was doing that. So he looks at my file and goes, oh, I noticed that you had your middle child natural childbirth. I don't understand how you can be in so much pain right now.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, first of all, you're a man. You don't know what it feels like to have a menstrual cramp, let alone give birth to a child.
Hey.
And then also, too, I said, you're comparing apples to oranges. How can you, you know, decipher this pain from this one? Because, you know, with childbirth, that pain is going to stop. It's not going to continue going. But with this, it's not stopping. Like, you know, the medications that they were giving me was kind of like dulling it for a moment, but not long enough to be something that's sustainable for me to be able to go ahead and move forward.
Now, when we talk about self-care, for those who can't slow down and you know they say if you don't slow down, God gonna sit you down.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend as self-care tactics for those that seem to always be running and pouring into others?
Well, first of all, what are you, because I'm very blunt, I'm to the point.
Right.
I say, what are you running from? What are you running from? Why do you feel like you have to constantly be on the go? Because that's a trauma response.
Right.
If you feel like you have to always be on the go,
but
you have to always be helping.
Most people go through some things.
And
like
they're not
said,
processing it.
They didn't get the help.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to make sure that it doesn't happen to anybody else.
Right. But they got to first go back to themselves again and say, hey, I need to go ahead and work on this or X, Y, Z, or look at whatever things have traumatized me, which often is from the different things that trigger them.
Right.
So whatever is triggering them, that's really the first thing to kind of look at, to be like, OK, because this is triggering me, why is this triggering me? Well, actually, if you look back, it might be something that's happened in your childhood. It might be something that happened while you were a teenager, because they even talk about the fact that with a lot of people, even women in particular, there were some surveys that were done that some women operate off of the level of where they're at when that trauma occurred through the rest of their lives because they haven't healed it, because they get stuck there.
Broken.
Correct. And then it's being able to go ahead and pour back into that person, let them know, number one, you're not broken. You're not something that needs to be fixed. But there are some things that you want to be able to go ahead and adjust because you're noticing that this is not the type of life you want to live.
We just had a conversation this week about brokenness. And the question was, don't quote me because it's a couple shows ago.
Okay.
But can you fix a broken person? Can a broken person be fixed? I think that was the question, because some people will take on projects and they'll say, okay, I poured into this person. I didn't get nothing out of it. Then they have some resentment and they'll blame everybody else because they took on a project.
And that's the thing where it's like, you know, not responsible for anyone else because they have to decide that they want to go ahead and make the changes. They have to decide that they want to heal
from within.
Exactly. So you can't. That's something that I'm not, and don't get me wrong, I'm talking once again from experience because I took on a project. Before that was recognizing that, but that was also because that was the nurturing side of me, because I saw potential in that person. But you need to recognize what potential actually is. They haven't actually done it yet. That's, you see that they could do it, but they can't see it within themselves.
But I don't do that no more. I think we were all taught to do that, coming up, the potential. But that's for the children.
Yeah,
that potential is for kids.
I wouldn't
For adults,
it's
a different measure.
Right.
It's action. And what are they putting their time and energy towards?
And have you established goals and things like that for yourself as well, too? Because the thing is that some of us just get caught in that cycle of seeing what everyone else is doing and then just continue on with it, not realizing, okay, what is it that would work for me? Because what's for me is for me. What's for you is for you. But sometimes we get so caught up in this... just basically like in this paradigm of lack, you know, there's so much abundance. So there's so much things in this world where even, for example, you know, sometimes I've heard the analogy of crabs in the barrel and things like that, which really crabs actually help to bring each other up. But that it's a bad analogy. But but, you know, kind of saying how we're not really trying to help each other, that we're hurting each other. And we have to also look at that and stop doing that and also
watch. How do we stop, though? Because a lot of people
limited beliefs.
Ask me that. And you know what I said? I said, I always tell people, be the example that you want to see. Because we'll follow examples. Like I think people talk a lot, but I think that many times people mimic the behavior of the person. And I think that if you want something to change, be that change that you want to see.
Be that change that you want to see, but also to know what change you want to be.
Right.
Because there are, like you said, people that are watching other people, but they don't know who they are.
I agree.
So they have to discover who they are and what makes them tick, what, you know, comes out from their own intuition and everything as well, too. And not to be afraid of that, because some of our, you know, gifts and talents aren't things like, you know, singing, dance, and things of that nature. It could be that a person's an excellent speaker.
Right.
It could be a person that's an excellent, you know, able to mediate different things.
Works well with their hands.
Correct. So there's so many different things, and that's okay. I mean, even, for example, with artists, there used to be saying that, you know, artists are starving artists. Because people don't really recognize the value from, I should say, some people don't recognize the value in the work that they're doing versus, like, you can take a, I think there's like a.
I was a starving advocate.
But then also you have to, but once again, it goes into monetizing things and being able to go ahead and see that there's, because there's always going to be a problem. If you have a solution for the problem, you will never go hungry.
I agree.
You know, so it's being able to go ahead and really look at that and be like, okay, now I'm going to go ahead and use this.
It was just the people that I was talking to, they was trying to take the Diddy route.
Well, you know what?
I'm just saying.
I'm not going there with
you. I'm just, you know, they the buddy-buddy system. I ain't want to get involved in that. But at the end of the day, I also wanted to ask you, because you have a chart. You have a chart where different pains in the body means certain things.
Right. It's called an emotional pain chart. So there's different emotions that are tied to different parts of the body. So, for example, if you have like a lot of upper neck and upper shoulder issues, it's what burdens are you holding on to that you're not releasing. If you're noticing like different back issues, which I can kind of go into, and I'm going to say right now, before I go into it, don't shoot the messenger. because I'm just telling you this, you can go ahead and sit back with yourself and think about these things, kind of remove yourself out your ego. So don't feel like you're being attacked. But then at the same time, if you are feeling attacked, that means that's a trigger for you. So I'm going to say it like that.
All right. Well, before you go into the chart, we're going to run the break. We got to pay some bills. But when we come back, I want to go over this chart because a lot of people are like, okay, I got back pain. But that means something.
Yes.
And I was fascinated by what you said, the back pain meant, and other parts of the body when it's in pain, what that could mean as well. Look, we got Sarita in the building, Sarita Vollman in the building, and we want to talk about the chronic pain because she's a chronic pain coach, and we've been talking about wellness because she's a wellness consultant. Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I'm presidential, leaving the club. We ain't stopping at no lights. You want to be a boss? You got to pay the price. Left wrist on frost.
Truth Nation. Join the Truth team on Saturday, April 13th for our third annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup. We want you to go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up and volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who joins gets a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com to help beautify our city together. The Truth Community Cleanup is sponsored by Cousin Subs. It's baseball season, and we want to celebrate the Milwaukee Brewers with Truth Nation. From now through the end of April, we will be giving away tickets to cheer on the Brewers live from American Family Field. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game, you must download the 1017 The Truth app and be on the lookout for our weekly Brewers push notifications. Play ball with the Truth and go watch the Brew Crew by downloading the 1017 The Truth app today. And the award-winning 1017 The Truth proudly celebrates Women's History Month. Tune in all March as we celebrate the remarkable achievements of women throughout history. Follow The Truth on Facebook and Instagram as our very own Carrie Noni will interview history makers and share inspiring stories of excellence of our black women. 1017 The Truth celebration of Women's History Month is sponsored by the Milwaukee Police Department. Hey, we got Sarita Vollman in the building, pain coach, wellness consultant.
Yes.
Now it's a chart.
Mm-hmm.
And when people say that they have pain in certain places,
mm-hmm,
it means something.
Correct. There's different emotions tied to different parts of the body.
Okay, different emotions.
Yes.
What's the lower back?
The lower back, and like I said before we went to break, do not shoot the messenger. I'm just giving you the information. You can process it and do as you feel with it and, you know, take a look at your own life and different things that have happened. And that's why I preface it before I say it. So for lower back, it's actually a fear of money or lack of financial support.
Fear of money?
Yes.
Like you don't have enough?
You don't have enough or even being able to make enough. Or
so,
being able to, because one thing,
so
and
the
also
stress.
The stress from it, but also too, even taking a couple more steps back, because I know we haven't really gone into like the intergenerational and the generational things, but for us as people of color, we initially used to be considered currency. Our bodies were currency.
Mm.
And that's something that carries out through each generation where it kind of gets passed down, where then we have, like I was mentioning, like the lack mentality in some instances when it comes to finances and not realizing that we're in an abundant area where we can go ahead and create. And so that's where it can be tricky because, you know, we've been kind of, you know, quote unquote, trained this way or raised this way. So then when you're pulling yourself away from these different ideals, it can be somewhat, you know, harsh when it comes like family and friends because they're so used to it. And kind of like what we were talking about during break as well, too, when you're looking at how you were raised versus now you pull yourself back and do what's called an unlearning and then a relearning process, mm-hmm, from different things and questioning different things. I know like me, I was a questioner. Like, I actually got put out, I could say real quick, I was originally raised Catholic, and when I was 15, we were in what's called CCD class, so for the former Catholic dropouts like myself. If you're in one of those classes, they're kind of like going through information, and we were talking about something, and I thought I had said in my head that I didn't believe it, but I said it out loud. And so I got the shoulder tap, like, hey, you know, what's going on? I said, oh, I was like, well, I was reading this. They're like, well, you just said you don't believe it. And I thought I said it in my head, but I didn't realize I said out loud. And so they're like, well, we need to call your parents. You know, we need to like talk to them about this. So we had a whole meeting and everything. And I just said to my parents, I said, you know what? I don't believe in this. What they're saying here just does not sit right with me, but based off the explanation that they're giving me. And so from there on, I already knew that I was going to be that person that's pretty much going to kind of be interrupting the paradigm, so to speak, and being like, hey,
breaking the generational curse.
You know, I got to look at this a different way and see why these different things are happening, or even looking at how people say, you know, quote unquote, diabetes runs in my family, heart disease runs in my family and things like that. But taking some steps back and looking at, OK, well, what actually started this emotionally? You know, if people have heart disease and things like that, okay, well, there's a lot of heartbreak that's happened in the BIPOC community. So the Black, Indigenous, and people of color.
So heartbreak cause pain?
Heartbreak can definitely cause pain.
Where the pain at? Where the pain at? Well, where do it go in the body?
It depends. Because the thing is, it's dependent upon if you process it.
Sometimes I get that tense feeling in the back of your head.
In the back. Well, that still kind of goes back into like having the pressure, like I was mentioning before, as far as, you know, being able to release the burdens for yourself. So that does go to part of
like
that
right
as
back
well.
Here behind the,
because it's still part of your, it's still part behind of your the neck and connecting. Yep. So that's also part of that as well too, because you're carrying on even as a man, you know, for, because you're basically the one that's like carrying in how society has us, you know, portrayed as, you know, you're kind of
providing protect.
Correct. But then who is providing protecting for you? Because you're holding on to that. So being able to have, you know, that support system, that proper, you know, person, whether it's friend, family, and different, that can support you and be like, hey, take your cape off for a minute. You don't have to always have your cape on all the time. It's okay to have you have a safe space, which kind of goes back to what we're talking about with the healing process too. You have to be able to establish safety as well in order to be able to heal. But we got to go back to the back.
Okay.
Because I know you asked the question. Like I said, I can go for with this topic for a minute. But, you know, going back to the back, as you were mentioning, like for the lower back, that would be the fear of money, lack of financial support. If you have issues with your middle back, that can be guilt. It could be that you have, you know, different feelings of being stuck in the past from situations. If you're kind of like having you know, ruminating thoughts about things that have happened in the past. Also to just saying like, get off my back. Like you feel like there's so much on you that you want to be, have released. When it comes to the upper back, it's lack of emotional support, feeling unloved.
At the top.
At the top.
Between the shoulder blade.
Correct. That can be, like I mentioned, lack of emotional support, feeling unloved, or also holding back love.
Like not being able to show it because you might be broken.
Correct. Because you haven't healed that.
Hey, look, I appreciate you for coming through, Sarita. Look, we're going to have to get you back on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to have to get you back on the show because there's so many things that you do, that you talk about, that you with the young people and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you have an event coming up, just make sure you swing through and let everybody know. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And everything that you're doing to try to help those, because chronic pain is a real issue in our communities with men and women.
Oh, absolutely. And it's something that can be, once you're given the proper tools, it can be managed based off of your lifestyle. And one thing I do want to mention with you, speaking of like different events going on, I do have something next week, Friday, because I am also part of a new nonprofit in Milwaukee called Black Girl Space.
Okay.
And we are doing our first fundraiser. It's going to be at Honeybee Sage and Wellness. So next week, Friday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, that's what's up.
So definitely, you know, swing on by, you know, go ahead and, you know, whatever you're able to donate, you know, every bit helps. But the goal is that we really want to help more of our women in the community. So we're, you know, looking to help Black women in the community. We want to be able to have healing circles. We want to be able to have, you know, those opportunities for healing. We also want to be able to go ahead and have, you know, community. And then we're looking at another big goal that we have is we want to have a Black Girl Space Festival. You know, like how we have all these different festivals going on in different cities and things. We don't have that here in Milwaukee. We don't have it here in Wisconsin, you know, for us. So we really need to be able to go ahead and get that together. But of course, you know, I enjoy being able to work with, you know, men and women, because the thing is, at the end of the day, we all need the assistance.
Right.
And so definitely everyone can reach out.
I needed a lot of assistance.
and we've been having a lot of conversations, you know, as well, too, about different things going on. So it's like, you know, definitely reach out to me, especially, like I said, regarding the course that I have that I'm going to be launching.
What is the information so people can have it?
They can go.
How can they get in contact with you?
Right to my website. So if you go to IamChronicallyResilient.com, it allows for you to be able to go ahead and sign up to be not only on my newsletter, I also offer a free journal on there as well, too, because journaling is huge when it comes to self-care. And so to know how to be able to do it and have some prompts for you, mm-hmm. that actually gives you that. And then you can also register for my course. And so the course is running for the 8 weeks. It is $1,500 for the 8 weeks. You do have the option to do a payment plan or to pay in full, you know, for yourself as well, too. But everything that you're going to be getting, I'm going to have like the when we're meeting with each other, it's going to be recorded. So that way you can go ahead and get a copy right. of the recording. So then that way you have that forever. So that's something that you'll always be able to go ahead and use. And like I said, I'm the first person really doing something like this. I haven't seen anything like this out there. And it is culturally competent for us. So it is for the BIPOC community as well, too.
And then if they got Medicare, can they?
Unfortunately, no, because with me being considered alternative medicine, because that's the fun thing about, because, you know, that's Western medicine. We'll be able to go ahead and cover that way. But with what I'm doing, that's why,
it's off
unfortunately. Right. Yes. Well, yes and no.
There's a phone number here.
Yes.
Is that the phone number to contact?
Yes, it is. So my phone number is 262-207-4067. That is 262-207-4067. And you can also email me as well. But I would say, you know, first going on to my website is really the first spot for you. And then also to my Instagram, I am chronically resilient, is also my Instagram. And then I also do workshops, lunch and learns, and public speaking and keynote speaking as well, too. So definitely reach out to me if your business, you know, if you're noticing that your FMLA numbers are starting to look a little interesting and you're noticing like a trend of different things, let's go ahead and let's talk. Let's see about, you know, doing custom programming for your business organization or church or school for that matter, because there's so much that can be done. And, you know, it's looking at the lifestyle. It's looking at the trauma, you know, looking at all that stuff.
Powerful. Hey, look, Sarita, Volman in the building. Look, I had a great time talking to you today. I mean, it was Friday.
Yes.
And to me, this was a great conversation to have because, like I said, a lot of people are suffering in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, anybody that's trying to deal with that situation and advocate, especially people that are going through chronic pain
mm-hmm.
and wellness ideas, I love those conversations because sometimes we forget about ourselves.
Yes.
So I appreciate you for coming on. When we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by Justice Wisconsin advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay like them right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Turn my headphone down a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. How much money you got? How much money you got? How much money you got? How much money you got?
A lot.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flop?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Joining me on the lines, Justice Wisconsin advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, King. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We've been talking a lot about chronic pain, and a lot of times when I hear people talk about they in pain, sometimes I don't get it because I just hear it, but then I think that sometimes I hear so much that if they don't elaborate on it, I just kind of keep it moving. You know what I mean? Or I'll just say,
yeah.
How do you feel? But I think we really need to start having discussions when it comes to pain ideas and when it comes to actually how it's being treated in the hospital.
I mean, that's been a conversation that's
been had, or we're continuously hearing the conversations, but certain narratives is being pushed. When we talk about being Black and being heard, whether it be we're in pain, we're hungry, we're homeless, we need help, this is not working, I am not resisting, again, we're suffering, even when we're not being silent, because the training, the westernized training, is to the fact to not to listen to what it is that we're saying. And so we become trained to not pay attention, you know, like she was saying, to our own illnesses and the pains and stuff that we have. We go about our day because, again, I have history with one, being pregnant with my daughter and telling them I'm in labor, and they telling me to go home. Don't do a check or anything, telling me they you're not in labor because if you did, you wouldn't look like you look, like she stated.
Wow, they seem like they're telling that to everybody.
Black folks, they do.
Oh, wow.
Matter of fact, they don't take your pain serious. My daughter's head was engaged, Tori, and they sent me home.
What?
They stated that I didn't sound like or I didn't look like. They know what being in labor looks like, and I was calm and this, that, and the third. And again, you know, that ideology of us having a higher tolerance for pain. I'm talking about it was even to the point where when my daughter got her ribs broke playing basketball, she broke three ribs. She was elbowed. And I heard her say, you know, because she wasn't in any pain. When they took the x-ray, you know, I was like, you know, I was shocked because three of her ribs was broke. And, you know, she was, like, laboring in her breathing, but it wasn't really nothing major that she was feeling. And my daughter goes, her doctor, which was European, had told her that she had a high tolerance for pain. And me being who I am and knowing what that means and where it came from, the ideology that we carry, because my daughter said she had a high tolerance for pain. She was in the fifth grade. But her doctor had told her that she has a high tolerance for pain because she had broke her thumb playing basketball as well. But that wording in itself make them downplay what it is you're saying to them. But even in the same heartbeat, they'll downplay your pain but then give you a prescription. And it was years ago when the doctors were saying Black folks was lying and they didn't want to give them a script. But like she was stating, Tori, I know so many Black individuals, especially elderly, because even with my mother, where they had her on like 15 different pills that she had to take a day. So waking up, she had to take pills. At noon, she had to take pills. Going to bed, she's taking pills. And every pill has a side effect that directly or indirectly breaks down something in your body. They never gave her alternatives because there's no such thing. Remember when I got into the car accident with my job and, you know, I was doing the workers' comp and things like that. They refused to pay a chiropractor that I had that was doing alternative things like, you know, acupuncture and things like that. Like, they will refuse that type of care, you know, because I was refusing to take the pain medication because one pill they gave me and I cut it in half and took it because I had heard that it was making people feel like, you know, they were smoking crack or something.
What?
And when I took it, when I took a half of the pill that they prescribed me, when I tell you that I was somewhere else, it didn't make me feel good at all. You know what I'm saying? And I was telling her, I said, I'm not taking nothing else that y'all are giving me. You know what I'm saying? And then you seeing all of these people, especially I was going to Waukesha Technical College, all of these young kids that's addicted to prescription drugs. You know, due to an injury in high school or whatever, you know, they're giving out these prescriptions. They contradict themselves, you know. But when it comes to Black individuals, the leading cause, you know, of Black women giving birth is they want it be negligence. due to the doctor's lack of care and how they treat black women.
And don't listen.
We're telling you certain things.
To what they're saying.
Story. You know what I'm saying? Like, up to my to the point of leaving placentas inside the person.
What?
You know, how many? Look here. My niece just had some issues after having her baby that she was explaining to them. She was like, I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling hot. I'm feeling like I'm about to pass out. She wound up going to the ICU because the nurse didn't pay attention and the doctor didn't either. You know what I'm saying? Like, in these instances, in these, me and you, how many women have, or women right. and men, who have went to the ER and said it
hey.
In the ER or
I was just
damn near died?
Some I was
did.
Just saying. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
That's why I say, like, this is an important conversation to have because, you know, with all the fires that's burning in our communities, I try to get to the ones, you know, as an advocate that I see and
right.
and people going to the emergency feeling a certain kind of way. Sometimes they get ignored right. in the emergency room.
And no, sometimes, the majority of the time. And when you think about how the thicker skin thing and you got doctors and nurses who normally would numb an area on your child or yourself because this individual is white or white looking or white passing, they won't numb it for somebody who's a darker hue. And allow you to go through this pain. You know what I'm saying? Like, and in reality, so many people that I know has been misdiagnosed. What was that? 6 months ago, the doctor who had misdiagnosed all these people with terminal cancer and they didn't have it, but they went through chemo.
Right.
All for the medical kickbacks. You know what I'm saying? So I would tell anybody, you know, because the way that America has it set up, the FDA, all of this stuff is trash. You know, there's a video going viral right now of Whole Foods allegedly having their food not organic. Like, they paying you top dollar. You paying top dollar to them. The bread got chemical engineered foods. Like inside, like chemicals inside the food that they telling you is organic. The what we eat is causing a lot of the issues that we're having, you know, the pre-existing conditions, especially in the black community, because again, you have corner stores and gas stations selling outdated food to us, you know what I'm saying? Like, on top of the fact the so-called peach soda and the grape soda and the Flamin' Hots with the red 40 in it and the Skittles that got, you know, I mean, just America. Me and you was just talking the other day.
Right.
About that. You know, how America, there's a loophole that America gets away with it because it's third party. If it's being sent from somewhere else, they're able to put a label on it and say that it's all organic when it's truly not.
Hey, look. Look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, get your tickets now to see NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo join his brother Thanasis live on stage for a sit-down conversation talking about their journey from Greece to living their NBA dreams. They will also be discussing trending topics and the life of an NBA All-Star. This is a can't-miss event that takes place this Friday at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel starting at 6 p.m. Visit TALiveShow.com to get your tickets. Again, that's TALiveShow.com to get your tickets to watch the Analysis podcast live as Giannis will be joining his brother, Thanasis, for an interview. All ages are welcome, so bring your whole family out. Thanasis Live is presented by Carbless. Can't wait to see you there this Friday night. Again, visit TALiveShow.com to get your tickets today. Elizabeth Brown, let me get your final thoughts. I guess on the week is Friday.
I mean, wait. Hey, look, this is actually, you know, you closing out real strong because this is very prevalent in our community because also, you know, we've been programmed and trained as black individuals to believe our doctors, take their words for it. I'm telling you, in 2024, get a second opinion, get a third opinion, get a fourth opinion, and make sure that you understanding that every illness that you have as a human being, there's a herb on this planet that could take away whatever it is that you have. It's so many people have got locked up due to the fact of curing cancer, AIDS, herpes, and things like that. That's really man-made due to the processed foods. And it's all about mucus and having a disease of your body. It's imperative that we understand that the original way, you know, have been swiped for this man-made way because they're able to get money off of it. Like we told everybody during the pandemic that they get a kickback for every shot that they sold and they're able to give to an individual when they tried to mislead us to believe that our own immune system wasn't the strongest. You understand? So if you learn nothing else on the Tory Lowe Show, know that you always have to count yourself in. So with that, King, powerful week as always. Another one in the book. Thank you. Continue to do your homework, Truth Nation. Trust nothing and no one, and always do your research.
Now, I appreciate you for being on these front lines as usual. We got a lot of work to do.
Let's get it. One love.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tori Love from One of the Foes. Let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation. Thank y'all for tapping into the conversation. Look, have a fun, safe weekend. Be safe. I'll talk to you Monday, Dr. Ken Harris, up next. All on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on their desk, unaffected by their threats. Then get busy on their. See, that's how that shit down made me. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Don't even put your hands up, when times is hard you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they